On this episode of A Great Life, we will discuss how just a little tiny bit of faith moves mountains and solidifies all things being possible in your life.
This is A Great Life. Welcome to A Great Life. This is A Great Life Podcast.
What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. So welcome, welcome. So at the beginning of the episode, you heard the song Impossible from Cinderella, Rodgers and Hammerstein with Brandy and Whitney Houston. And I played that song because that is the key to our topic today. That because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. So let's dive right in. The truth is, worry is naturally engraved into our being, especially here in America where everything is rented, there's always something due, and there's a pop culture of always aspiring to be your best self. So I want to be your friendly reminder to simply not worry and have faith. Because when you are in Christ Jesus, everything will always work out. It's just the way it's set up. And if you don't believe me, then take a moment to remember a time when it didn't work out. Even if you thought of something, it clearly did work out because you're still here listening to this episode. You're still living, breathing, capable, able. So it did work out. The Lord Jesus tells us to be anxious about nothing. Instead, talk to him about it, and the peace that surpasses all understanding will be given to us. To be anxious is to be worried and in a constant state of fear and uncertainty. And I'm here to tell you, that's simply no way to live. And believe it or not, you actually have the choice not to worry. Yeah, if you're a worrywart, it's because you're choosing and you want to be a worrywart. Look at it this way. When you wake up in the morning, brush your teeth, get some breakfast, all of those choices are free will. That's why God can tell us not to worry, not to be anxious, because we have the authority over whether to embellish in it or not. I know for me, growing up, it was normal to always express some sort of worry about something. A loved one, rent, the car. I mean, worry was so engraved in me that one time when I was about 19 years old, I came out of my waitressing job and my car would not start. I mean, I turned that key over and over and over and over, and it just would not start. So immediately, I went into this dramatic panic of, oh Lord, what am I gonna do? I can't drive to work. I can't drive to school. I can't drive to the store. Oh no, my life is over because my car has forsaken me. Come to find out, y'all, all I needed was a new battery. Easy fix, which was well in my wheelhouse. When I think back to that moment, I just laugh at the melodrama because I jumped so quickly into worry that I didn't even give room for any faith, wisdom, knowledge. I just assumed the worst and reacted. Jesus tells us that if we are willing to have faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains and also live in the confidence that nothing is impossible. When we allow ourselves to bask in worry, that is evidence of lack of faith. We second guess ourselves, assume the worst in situations, or even allow fear to stop us from even trying, writing ideas off as silly because doubt speaks louder than the obedience of faith. But what if we took our gift of choice and chose to have faith in everything we do? I love how the Lord tells us that if we instead choose just a slither of faith, then we would find that nothing is impossible. Don't let the world have all the benefits of faith. If we simply made a choice to have faith, not worry, not allow fear to decide anything, but to just say, hey, the Lord told me everything is working for my good, so I'ma do it anyway. We would experience the hand of God like never before. To live a life where nothing is impossible is to live in the fullness of our inheritance right here, right now. The Lord is calling people like us to step into faith in an unwavering way, because the people in the world do this every day. And that's why, with or without Christ, people are thriving materially, because they believe. However, we all know we are called to be in the world, but not of it. But we're also called to live abundantly and reap the goodness of our Heavenly Father's flawless creation. For God is able to do exceedingly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, according to our faith. So, step up, have faith, and walk into your inheritance. Tell the mountains in your life to move and experience the favor of possibility, because you deserve to live a great life. I also want to say happy Valentine's Day. I know by the time you see this episode, it'll be the day after Valentine's Day, but hey, happy V-Day. I pray you feel loved. I pray you feel seen, and I pray that the Spirit of God comes over you serene. I try. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. For more inspiration, join my newsletter and blog at madebypair.com. Also, A Great Life TV will be dropping my brand new web series called Legally Black in February, right here on YouTube. Written and starring me, and directed and produced by my husband, Abai Peace. You don't want to miss this story of redemption. Please follow Legally Black web series on Instagram, and make sure you're subscribed to A Great Life TV on YouTube. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Pebris. Peace. Did you know that A Great Life Podcast can be streamed audibly? That's right. Take your inspiration on the go by streaming A Great Life on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you love to stream. Stream A Great Life Podcast today.